dictation of progress note on Kip Niemann, date of birth is 12/16/1988, telephone number is 586-260-0940. Mr. Niemann is a 35-year-old, single Caucasian male, currently working in Rome, New York, but came to home as his mother is moving, helping her mom to move from one resident to another. He described that he is feeling good, sleeping good, but he's not always feeling that he is not as happy. PA patient is on fluoxetine 60 mg daily, Lamictal 50 mg twice a day, period, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, and Clonopin 0.5 mg at bedtime. He indicated that Lamotrigine helped, but it is very mild and he does not see the real effect. I further discussed maybe he can consider 100 mg BID. Patient was treated for bipolarity with the lithium in the past, but it was discontinued due to the side effect, period. Patient was also explained about his lifestyle. He's single, having lack of social skills, but he has been working completely PhD and has been working. However, it was encouraged that he should develop social skills and also social interaction to improve his functioning, to which agreed. Patient denied any suicidal homicidal behavior. No agitation, aggression was noted. Patient was educated about the medications and also encouraged that that he has to work on diet, exercise, and maybe go for improved social interaction, yet to which he agreed. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, isolated withdrawal behavior. However, productive at work. Plan, I will increase the dose of Lamictal to 100 mg BID. Patient has not shown any side effect. I further explain risk benefit of the side effect of the medication. Prognosis guarded, follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next question, Upojin Nevenika, BOZENNEVNK. Her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Nevenika is a 75-year-old married Caucasian female. Described that she has been doing good, sleeping good. She has been using Clonopin when she overwhelmed with the situation, and she has not been used regularly, and whenever is needed, she uses it. Patient has been living with her husband and has been following medical doctor. She was happy, pleasant, coherent, logical, no suicidal mental thoughts, no hallucinations or paranoid delusion. She denies any panic attacks, but medication has been working, like Cymbalta 20 mg daily and Clonopin 0.5 mg PRN. Patient was provided support, encouragement, and education about the medication. 30-day supply was ordered. Follow appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next solution is on Brian Scarfone, S-E-R-F-O-N-E. His date of birth is 2/26/1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Subject is Brian is a 30-year-old Caucasian male, working as an accountant, having history of depression and generalized anxiety. He has been taking Trazodone 50 mg daily, Venlafaxine 150 mg daily, and Buspran 10 mg BID. He described overall he is feeling better, but sometimes certain thoughts stick in his mind and it is hard to remove it. Patient was educated about the medications and also provided support in her in psychosocial stress and the reason for this anxiety, which has been difficult to remove, which may be an obsessive in nature. Yet it was also it was recommended a CBT therapy is important. He has to see a therapist. Today he agreed that he need a therapist and he I can recommend someone. Yet to which I agreed. Yet patient was alert, oriented. His mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. His speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidation. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusions. Judgment sight is good. Assessment: generalized anxiety disorder, major depressive disorder with anxiety. Obsessive compulsive symptoms. Plan will continue on current medication. 30 days medication was ordered. I recommended a therapist to be seen by Mr. Nash, NAS. Prognosis has got it. Fall appointment was given in 30 days. Next question. On Jackson Sherry Rose. Date of birth is 1/5/1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Patient is a 36-year-old African-American female who has a history of schizoaffective disorder. Doing very well on gabapentin 100 mg twice a day. Depakote 250 mg twice a day. Haldol 10 mg BID. Seroquel 10 mg belly. Nicotrate 4 mg, transmucosal pyrethroids, cogentin 1/2 mg daily, PRN, trazodone 50 mg daily, Zola 50 mg daily. Patient has been doing well. She has been seeing a therapist and is productive. How was she described? See, her doctor has said that she has pre-diabetic condition, for which I recommended that she should work on her diet, exercise, and also reduce her weight. Her current weight is 380 pounds. And height is 6 feet 3 inches. She is living with her mother. Patient also undergone hysterectomy, and for which she is taking hormonal treatment, and has been following primary care doctors and also gynecologist. Patient was explained risk benefit side effect and education about her medications to her and also to her mother. It was a PA patient described that she is otherwise doing okay. Assess schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable, overweight, status post hysterectomy for fibroadenoma, prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next solution.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Rosemary Yates, Rosemary Yates, Yates. Her date of birth is 10/9/1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Subject is Anjita. Rosemary, 74-year-old, single Caucasian female, has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. She described her residence is quite far away from the clinic. She cannot come face to face, but like to talk through the audio call. Yet she describes she overall she is doing good on Depakote 750 mg at bedtime, Zola 100 mg daily. But she has torn meniscus of the left knee that has been bothering her a lot. She has a lot of pain. She has been seeing Dr. Keiko, who has recommended that she has to go for MRI for further treatment. Yet she was alert, oriented. She is concerned about the pain, but denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. Her judgment sight is improved. Patient is pleasant, appropriate, attentive, cooperative. I further explain the risk benefit side effect, educate about the psychotropic treatment and also for her medical condition. It was encouraged that she should follow all the precautions recommended and keep taking her medications to which she agreed. Assessment bipolar mood disorder. Injury to meniscus of the knee joint. Continue with supportive plan. She is getting a prescription from Dr. Keiko, her primary care doctor. Prognosis guarded. Next question is GIGGMARY. Her date of birth is 9/14/1960. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subject is Anjita. Mary is a 64-year-old married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, depression. Claim that she has been undergoing a lot of stress at home, which no one can help, only she can help. I further recommended that she has to talk with the therapist, which can help her to resolve her issues. However, she describes she does not have that income that she should give a therapist. But I further discussed that she has to go to the community mental health and they can give her some help which could help her to take care of her day-to-day life period. Patient has, patient husband has been suffering from medical illness and has difficulties. Her daughters and other kids are living at home, which she believes is too much for her to take care of himself. Patient was working part-time, but currently she claims that she does not want to work anymore. Patient is on Paxil 40 mg daily, Buspran 10 mg TID, Depakote 500 mg BID. I explained the risk, benefit, and side effect, and Depakote label was in adequate range. Patient was also encouraged that she should ambulate improve social interaction and try to work on her difficulty by deep breathing exercise, to which Piet agreed. I explained the risk benefit of the side effect as a bipolar disorder with psychosocial stress plan. I will send the prescription for 30 days. A follow-up appointment was made in 2 months. End of dictation.